This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Should the Browns plan a quarterback change because of one game? Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin talked about it. Here's their conversation yesterday.
I'm not doing the two or three more games. I'm putting a lot into yesterday.
You were just a team. All go.
It felt like a rebirth of sorts. I hate that Juan Thornhill's like, oh, well, the playoff picture is this now, and we have a real chance. And like, you don't wipe away 1-6. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about it, and I absolutely love what I saw yesterday, and I do think it was a bigger deal than maybe some people are making it out.
Well, but see, I think the problem is, and this gets back to that it's just one game, is they haven't played consistently. Well, that's not true. They played consistently bad. It's really great to see them limit the mistakes. It's really great to see the protection be in one game what it hasn't been in the previous, you know, seven games. It's great to see a lot of the things you saw yesterday. Now you need to do it again. That was fun. I enjoyed every second of it. Now do it again.
I was going to say, how many weeks do we have now? Do we have to beat the Chargers? Do we have to beat the Saints? Do we have to take the Steelers down? Like, how many weeks do we need to do this for you to say, okay, I'm going to buy into what I'm seeing?
More than one. Is it okay that I don't have a definitive answer? Because, like, I don't.
Well, it's not really what we do around these parts, Nick. But, yeah, I think it's okay.
Tone? Do we want to look at this situation and say, should the Browns plan a quarterback change because of one game?
Well, what's interesting to me was how we went from DTR was the backup all of a sudden. And part of it kind of made sense, right? Season was over. We already know what Jameis is in the NFL. It's not like he's some new starter. He's played a bunch of different coordinators, a bunch of different people around him, different coaches. You know, 80, was it? You had it yesterday, 81 starts?
Yeah, 81st start.
Yeah, in the NFL. Like, the whole point was, well, if the season's over, it's DTR time. Like, we need to see more of DTR so we can make an evaluation and know whether how we're going to get our quarterback for next year. But then Jameis comes in, and did he not have a Jameis game?
Yeah.
That was a Jameis game. I mean, I think what Owen, you said, did you say that's as good as we can get out of Jameis?
I didn't say that. I want to know if you think that. Do you think that's as good as we, because I mean, that was pretty damn good.
But I could see him playing like that again. I could also see guys catching the interceptions.
Is that going to be the norm, though, of what we get out of Jameis for the second half of the season?
I think so. I think there will be I do think there will be some big time passing games, but I also think there will be some times where, yeah, like Kyle Hamilton will come up with something like that, or another defensive back come up with an interception.
If that interception happens, it's going to be, what, 280 yards passing, 290 yards passing with the minus a TD plus a pick, you know, and you don't know where. Maybe earlier one of those passes get away from him. We don't even touch the top part of 200 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his pocket, I think, we had the stat yesterday from Next Gen. He had the best pocket in the league of any quarterback all year.
Yeah, that's some of that, though, is him taking advantage of the pocket and staying in the pocket and throwing the ball and not dancing around and getting sacked.
Yeah, and you know, too, they're going to play teams with a better pass rush. You know, Baltimore had some injuries and I think Baltimore was a little shell-shocked. Like, I think they didn't know how to prepare for what they were going up against. Plus, they were trying to help out. Their secondary is, you know, kind of in shambles right now. They were bad to begin with.
They were already 29th in their secondary, and then they lost their top two guys.
So, you had a lot of stuff that went your way, and then, obviously, the interception drops, which, you know, that cuts both ways. I mean, I thought we had chances against Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Denzel. Yeah, was one of them they should have had. But either way, my theory is if you're willing to run this thing right into the ground for Deshaun Watson, because I slow played it yesterday and said, well, I'm not going to say it's all on Deshaun Watson. Guys, I think it's probably going to end up being all on Deshaun Watson. But I just don't want to say things I have to take back. I want to see what they do against the Chargers first. And if that makes me a bad host, then fine, so be it. I just want to be a little bit more responsible about this. But I got a feeling it's going to be on Deshaun Watson. If they were willing to run this thing right into the ground for Deshaun Watson, meaning they were going to start him no matter what, like talking about, Jason's accusing them of lying to people, basically, about their best chance to win was Deshaun Watson. More than likely, it was not necessarily the truthful thing to say. Or maybe they lied to themselves about it. I'm not sure. But if they were willing to do that, then why can't I decide that this thing can still be saved, at least for one more week? If they go out there and they play terribly against the Chargers, and they lose, and he sucks, and they're 2-7, fine, move on. Trade people if you want to. I'm just not ready to trade people yet, and I don't think you're going to get some of those calls yet that you've been thinking about until we get to next week, until we get to the end of this Sunday. I think there will probably be some calls coming in on Monday and early Tuesday morning and maybe Sunday night by the time that all comes around. But you got a third-round pick for Amari Cooper. I don't think that there's a bunch of other third-round picks waiting around for other guys here on this team either. At least not yet.
Well, if Jameis just has one bad game, let's say it's this week.
If he's going to have a bad game, I hope it happens on Sunday.
Well, and
I'll tell you that.
If it does, then what's the situation for the Browns?
Then they're 2-7 and they really don't have a chance. I mean, right now, you're clinging to a very slim hope. I understand that. But you've spent so much money on the roster. This is not the 2018 Browns where they're just so young and they're going to come to fruition and we're letting these seeds of victory germinate at some point. No, you wasted some of that time. You hired Freddie Kitchens. All right. Then you had that season where you just decided that you didn't see you have an 11-game suspension there, but you should have saw that there was going to be some sort of significant suspension there, and you decided that that was a season you could punt on as well. You wasted at least two seasons of this during a time where your window was open and crucial. You can't afford to waste any more time. You got to give yourself at least one more game to figure out if this season can be truly, quote-unquote, saved. And it might be a very small percentage, guys. I understand that. But the teams that people thought were going to be good still aren't there. The Jets are not great. They're terrible. You have other teams there that you can get in front of. It could happen this week against the Chargers. You beat the Chargers, you have the tiebreaker over them. So you owe it to yourself and to the veterans that you have acquired over these last 8 years, eight seasons. You owe it to those veterans to see if there's at least one more week you can get the nose up on this thing, get the 3-6, and then, I'm not saying be buyers, but then to try to start some momentum. You have a very small...
Oh, you're sounding like Mary Kay all
of a sudden. You have a very small... Okay, fine. I'm allowed to sound like a person who's been doing it for 40 years. You're allowed that. You have a very small...
Well, you were ripping her last week for saying that we should be buyers.
I didn't say buyers. No. I said, I'm not going to say buyers. That's exactly what I said. I don't support buying in this culture right now. I don't. But I can't support selling right now either. When, yeah, you're 2-6 and it looks bad, but it's, hey, the Dolphins, I don't know what the Dolphins are going to be. The Bengals, yeah, they beat you. You had Watson going at the beginning of the game. I don't know what the Bengals are going to be. The Colts are waiting right there to be taken away. I mean, they are waiting there with a gun to their head being waited to take away, and you have a chance against the Chargers on Sunday. Hey, you don't win against the Chargers on Sunday? The Chargers go to 5-3, you're 2-7. Fine, pick up the phone. Start selling off assets.
Well, until then,
you owe it to yourself and your fan base and to the veterans that you've acquired to try to make a serious run at this thing since you were so bullheaded about this and decided that you were going to not pull this quarterback who was terrible and an albatross, not just around the offense, but the entire Browns fan base.
I could just see if we're already... If we're already on the fence of whether to buy or sell this early in the season, what do you think is more likely? Like this, your
selling, selling is more likely.
Your opportunity window, it closes the minute the deadline is over. So to put it all on just this one game, like, does it matter how they play in this game? What if they just win an ugly, horrible, let's say Jameis does throw the two picks.
We win a lot of games ugly in the NFL, man.
I'm just trying to be realistic about what this team is. Like, I saw people yesterday saying Jameis should be the starter next year. Jameis should be the starting quarterback next year.
If you don't believe in any of these quarterbacks, then maybe, but I think that's a conversation we could have down the line. Maybe you agree with me. I'm not sure. 216-474-0092. Should the plan at QB change because of one game? Should it still be, hey, you know what, Jameis starts until the bye week and then we can get DTR ready and we can see where it goes from there? Should they still be thinking about liquidating assets, or do they owe it to them and to you to try to make a run at the playoffs here even at 2-6?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.